We're heading for trouble now. This is the Danger Zone. Yes, it's the part of the show where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. It's forensic accounting meets discounted cash flow analysis. They dig in at the footnotes level, asking a basic question about what most people are seeing when they look at things from the top down.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It certainly is. And if they dig in at the footnotes level, find that things are misleading and come to the conclusion,
this is an ugly business, man.
Well, an ugly business is a dangerous one. They, of course, do a list of attractive businesses as well. If you want to learn about attractive and dangerous stocks, go to newconstructs.com where they blog about their danger zone picks. So there's always more information on the stuff you hear us talking about in this segment of the show. Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. Kyle, great to chat with you again.
Thanks for having me.
Kyle joins us on the Gainbridge Hotline. Gainbridge has embarked on a mission to create a digital platform that provides direct access to trusted annuity products without complexity or hidden fees. Learn more at gainbridge.life. Kyle, who's in the danger zone this week?
Beyond Meat.
Danger, danger.
Beyond Meat. It is ticker symbol BYND. And why is Beyond Meat beyond the point of being a good stock and now to the point where it's spoiled?
So this one kind of follows the same story that David talked about last week with the whole zombie stocks. We're looking at a business that burns through a significant amount of cash. Since 2018, which is the earliest data we've got, they've burned through a cumulative $1 billion in free cash flow. Business profitability is declining. And so when you combine that cash burn, declining profitability, not great future prospects, coupled with the amount of cash on their balance sheets, you're looking at, less than a year of cash on the balance sheets, basically. And so we're seeing a business that is, again, declining, little cash left, and overvalued stock price, all of which puts it in the danger zone.
One of the things, and of course, I've been looking at New Constructs data for years, but one of the things that I've noticed as you guys have been working on these zombie stock things is a line in some of your research charts that I hadn't necessarily seen in just plain old ordinary danger zone picks. It is a column headlined Months Before Bankruptcy. In the case of Beyond Meat, you are looking at less than a year before you believe they are bankrupt. Explain why you believe they're going to be bankrupt and how certain you are, because we're always talking about catalysts. It's the hardest thing to find. And it's not like there's a guarantee they're going there, is there?
No, definitely not a guarantee. And they've obviously, companies have many different options. But what we're looking at there is basically their cash burn over the trailing 12 months and then relative to the cash they currently have on the balance sheet. So we look at, monthly cash burn, divide that with cash on the balance sheet, and we get kind of basically a number of months before they would run out of cash at their current cash burn. Obviously, cash burn can change. This was as of, 1Q22, latest financial data. Things can change since then. But essentially, it's giving kind of a rough estimate of how long before this company either runs out of cash based on current cash burn, has to raise more cash, or significantly overhauls its business. So it gives it kind of a runway for where things are headed. There's going to either be, again, run out of cash to change the business. In the case of Beyond Meat, that probably would come in some sort of capital raise. But we've talked about in recent weeks that, raising capital in the current market is way more expensive than it used to be. So it's another risk that investors have to be aware of. Hey, this company has a short runway of cash based on how much they're spending. And in order to extend that runway longer, it's going to be costly to investors.
This is a stock that, a zombie stock, it's already suffered tremendously, more than the market has suffered. How much worse can it get? I assume it can go all the way if you're seeing bankruptcy on the horizon.
It's definitely a risk of zero if they weren't to raise more capital. Obviously, they're going to try everything they can to avoid that. So we wanted to look at, a few different scenarios. They do have an economic book value, which is no growth value. It's actually -76 a share. So obviously, the current price still implies huge improvements in the business. But we looked at, a couple of different scenarios. We looked at one that if margin improves to 3%, and it's currently -47%. So we're still looking at a huge improvement there. But that puts it a little bit below kind of, Tyson, some of the bigger meat processors. So right there, and that's actually the highest the company ever achieved, Beyond Meat did back in 2019. It's fallen since then. So if you get NOPAT margin of 3, revenue grows at consensus in the next 3 years, and then revenue grows 21% each year thereafter, which is a continuation of consensus. Through 2028, we're still looking at just $5 a share today.
It's trading at about $30 a share as we record this to be airing on August the 1st. Is this a case where you just don't need a catalyst as long as nothing changes, the market doesn't change, interest rates keep going in the wrong direction, making it harder, et cetera? This basically, it's on a path that you need the catalyst at this point to change the path, or this is inevitable?
Yeah, the catalyst here, it's almost built in, you know, give it time kind of thing. And there's definitely some news that can happen. We just saw that McDonald's confirmed they're ending the current test of Beyond Meat burgers in the U.S. So stuff like that can definitely accelerate the downward movement in the stock price. But again, there is a limited runway here without raising more capital or the company significantly shifting. The competitive nature of the business is highly competitive against others, and it's not getting any better nor any easier for Beyond Meat to kind of break into that market as more competitors come into the market, private labels come in, you know, take shelf space and whatnot. So it's definitely a give it time situation, especially with the limited cash they have on hand. And then, yeah, the current macro environment just adds further pressure to the stock price.
I would assume, however, that there is stupid money risk here, that there is the likelihood, if not logical conclusion, that somebody would buy this just for the brand name.
That's definitely obviously the biggest risk. And a lot of these zombie stocks especially is, you know, someone sees value in the brand name. We would think it's a little less here, well, maybe not less, but a little different here, only in that a lot of the competitors have already got their own brands they're building out. Obviously, you know, you've got some of the grocery brands, Simple Truth, whatnot, a couple of different brands. Walmart has a few different brands that are all trying to go for the same market. So essentially, if you're looking at it from that perspective and you see, you know, Beyond Meat's profitability is just falling year after year because they're fighting against these bigger competitors, the value of buying it becomes less and less because the competitors are simply making a name for themselves, so to speak. So there is less value each year as this burns more cash. The brand name becomes less and less as these competitors build up their own brands.
And so,
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
You don't want to assume that you're going to be able to get a meatless burger whenever it's there, because Beyond Meat, ticker symbol BYND, yeah, it's giving some indigestion to investors. It's the Danger Zone pick this week from Kyle Guskey, investment analyst at New Constructs. Kyle, great to chat with you. Let's do this again soon.
Thanks for having me. Will do.
You can learn more at newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. They blog about their Danger Zone picks if you want to get more details. The Market Call's next. Stay tuned. This is Money Life.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.